Zoa, Chok Yisrael, Pashas Miketz, Day 1, an excerpt from 194b. Vayishlach Paro vayikros Yosef, and Paro sent and he called Yosef, vayitzuhu min habor, took him out of the pit. Rabbi Abba Potzach, Rabbi Abba opened up a new path of Torah. Rabbi Omar, and he said, a verse in Tehillim in Psalms 146. Rotzei Hashem Esireyev, Hashem wants those that fear him, as a meachalim lechasto, those that hope for his loving kindness. How much the Holy One, blessed be He, is excited about the righteous. Begin the tzadikaya inun avdin, shlama le'ila, vavdi shlama le'sato. Because the righteous, they make peace above, and they make peace and make peace below. Va'alin kala b'bayla, and to bring the bride to her husband. Because the upper world is like the husband, and the lower world is like the bride. So each aspect needs peace to be made unto itself. Just like in a couple, each one has to have peace in themselves in order for them to be able to be united and have peace with each other. So the tzaddikim serve Hashem, and they make peace in the spiritual world, they make peace in the physical world, between people and themselves in all aspects, and they unite them, bring spirituality, and make it manifest in the physical. Begin kach, because of this kutcher brichu isroi buhu, bein in the dachlin lay. Holy and blessed be He's excited about those that fear Him. Loved and Ruse, and do His will. Fear Him from aspect of Gvura, from the left side, and do His will from the aspect of Chesed, the right side. Passive and active, right and left side, male and female aspects. Miachalim lechasto, for those that hope for His loving kindness. Man inun miachalim lechasto. Who are those that hope for His loving kindness? Havi Ema, say inun de mishtadli beraisa, those that strive in the Torah. Belelia at night. Mishtatfu bahadi shchinta, and they are attached to the Shechina. As the Zohar says elsewhere, that the Shekhinah rules at night, which means that Hashem gives His life force to the universe, transmits it through the medium of Malchus, the Shekhinah, in the period of night, whereas in daytime, He transmits it through the parts of Zeranpin. And those that are learning Torah at night, so night is a time of judgment, Malchus is judgment, and what they're doing is they are drawing Torah, which is light, and through this, they are transforming judgment into loving kindness, and they're waiting until this is revealed in the morning. And that's what the Rizal says, that the light of the Tefillin, which is the main day mitzvah, comes out through those that get up at Chatzos at midnight and then turn the day into night by breaking their sleep and taking the time of night and using it for doing lightful things by learning Torah. Vizim the Dabar Noshi Shtadl B'Raisa, what Mune was explained. At the time when a person strives in the Torah at night, a string of loving kindness is drawn upon him in the daytime, as is written there in Tehillim, in Psalms 42. In the day, Hashem commands His loving kindness, and at night, His song is with me. So Zohar explains the many verses like this that are set up in this type of a configuration, that the second part of the verse is explaining the first part or the opposite. My timer, Yomam Sav Hashem Chasto. What is the reason that in the day Hashem commands His loving kindness? Mishum de Belel Yashiro Imi. Because at night His song is with me. Which means the Torah, which is a song. A person learns Torah that draws Chesed in the daytime. The day is intrinsically a time of Chesed. But a person who at night, which is the time of judgment, is busy learning Torah and transforming night into judgment, into Chesed too is learning Torah, causes that an extra string of Chesed is drawn upon him in the daytime, the time of revelation, and things will go extra well for him. An extra bracha, nechus siyata d'shmaya, extra help from heaven. Begin kach, because of this, rotzei Hashem es reyav, ksiv. Hashem wants those that fear Him. Lo bi reyav, not in His those that fear Him. Commander roi b'usei la'achra v'sroi le'espaisa ba'adei. Like someone who is wanting in his will for someone else, excited about him, to be appeased to him. So Hashem Himself wants to be connected to those that fear Him. Because do this that they take the powers of judgment, which conceal Hashem, and they turn into loving kindness, so to reveal Hashem's light, this makes that Hashem is revealed to them and wants to be attached to them. And this is kaviyochel, as if it were, makes Hashem excited about them. Because they're busy revealing His presence in the world. Begin kach, because of this, Rotzei Hashem Esireyav. Hashem wants those that fear him. Lo birev, not in those that fear him. Kegav nedor, in the same way. Yosef hava otziv batzivu derucha. Yosef was like depressed from depression of spirit. Batzivu deliva, depression of heart. Dava osir tamon, that he was bound over there, speaking about when he was in prison. And this means sometimes it's something that is intrinsic to the situation. Kivin the shoulder paro begine, once paro sent for him, Maxi was written by Yitzuhu. It says he took him out of the pit, which means out of the cell, the dungeon of being in jail. But the way the Torah says by Yitzuhu is lashon rutzon, like to ispaisule, to appease him. Vahadrule milin de chedvin, and he restored him to happy things. Milin the mechde liba, things to make the heart happy. Begin the hava atziv min bera, because he was unhappy from the pit. Tochazi, come and see a new light. Bekadmeis enafel bebera, first he found the pit bebera, istalik lebas, afterwards he got out of the pit. In other words, the Zohar is pointing out that the brothers threw Yosef into the pit before they sold him into slavery. And then they sold him into slavery, and the whole process came about. They ended up being in jail, which is called like a pit. And there's a very deep level of hashkach, of divine providence, the way Hashem made things work out like this specifically. And the secret is that Yosef is the tzaddik, this category, like the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef, because they go together. Rabbi Nachman explains is able to go into the empty vacuum, where it's impossible to find Hashem. And nonetheless, through his faith, connect with the hidden divinity over there. That's like called the empty pit. And Yosef specifically was thrown there, because he is the tzaddik who has that special power to reveal Hashem's light over there. So he's thrown at that level because he found Hashem and he held on to Hashem. All the difficulties of being sold into slavery, sent into a foreign country, and then put into jail, and he held on to Hashem. Like it says, Vahi Hashem is Yosef, and Hashem was with Yosef, even in all these difficult circumstances. Through that, he got out of the pit specifically, meanings that Hashem wanted to show, and it was a spiritual reflection and revelation of this that revealed Hashem's divinity, empty space, and that paved the way for the redemption that would be generations later. That Mitzrayim, Egypt, is the place. Paro is the king who represents the empty vacuum. And Moshe goes into Paro and reveals Hashem's presence over there, and we're able to go out of Mitzrayim. We turn the hiddenness of the empty vacuum into revelation of the song of the world to come, which was on the seventh day of Pesach, the sixth day of the Omer, corresponding to Yosef. The sixth is the day of Yisod, of Chesed, and it was the Aron of Yosef that led them. And when the sea saw Aron of Yosef, it split. So the Koach of Yosef at Tzaddik that caused Kriyas Yamsuf, the sea to split, where the great song, the first song, Oz Yashir Moshe, I had included in all the 10 songs, that's the Yud of Yashir, was sung. And all this is through this of the power that Yosef had found Hashem in the empty bore, in the empty pit, in the empty vacuum. Rabbi Shimon said, Ad lo ira li Yosef ha uvda, before it had happened to Yosef, that deed, which means he was tempted by the wife of Potiphar, lo ikrei tzaddik, he was not called righteous. It wasn't because he was unrighteous, but until a revelation of his intrinsic purity and connection to Hashem came out in action in this world, he was not called tzaddik, means it didn't rest upon him that spiritual light of the level of Yisod, which is tzaddik. Kivin not to how bris kaima, once he guarded that endurance of the covenant, that sign of the bris, sign of the covenant, through a test, ikri tzaddik, he's called tzaddik, means the light of the Yisod is drawn and rests upon him. It's a hashra, a spiritual resting upon him. And that level of the Holy Covenant, which means the Yisod, was crowned upon him, which means the surrounding lights rested upon him. And what was with him in the pit originally arose with him. And they rose him, raised him up out of the pit. He got up from this. He's crowned with the spring of living waters, which means that Yosef, the Yisod, goes together with Malchus. So he fell into the pit, which is the Malchus in its state of judgment. He found Hashem over there, so he's taken out of the pit, and he raised the Malchus out together with him, and he merited to the spiritual light of the Yisod, which is called a well of flowing living waters, which gives It's Shefa, it's the bounty, it's the Malchus, it makes the spiritual unification. This brings blessing and sustenance to all the worlds. Vayishlach Paro vayikros Yosef. And Paro sent and he called Yosef, likro li Yosef. Boy, he should have said, he called to Yosef. When he called Yosef, elav ikros Yosef dokut shirichu. And he called Yosef. It's referring to a hidden one, which means the Holy One, blessed be He. See, it's written, ad eis bo deroi mas Hashem tefasu. It says there, until him in Psalms 5, until the time of the coming of His word, the word of Hashem refined him. Which means that Hashem had a special time when He decreed when Yosef would get out. And then, when that time came from heaven, Yosef was called out of prison, and automatically this heavenly decree that he should be freed was clothed in different things of this world, which caused Yosef to be called by the physical power and all things happen to get him out. Had explored road till the time and coming of his word, how to exceive that it's written by Gross Yosef, he called Yosef. Ksiv Hacha Vaikros Yosef, Ksiv Hasa Mekro Moshe. It says over here, and he called Yosef, and says over there, and he called Moshe, which we see Xer Shava, the same word used in two different verses. We can learn one from the other, just like when it says, and he called Moshe, it's referring to Hashem. Also, when it says, and he called Yosef, it's referring to Hashem. And again, we see the connection hinted to in the Zohar here between Yosef and Moshe, that they both were able to find Hashem in the empty vacuum. And through this, they're able to, and he called Hashem, they're able to hear the voice of Hashem in a place where His name is not mentioned, which means the secret of the empty vacuum. Or it can do is like hear someone from behind the veil, but they, these special tzaddikim, can find Hashem in the place where He's unfindable. Through that, they lead us through the redemption.